You're listening to the Path to Partner podcast on the Kyle Dempster Studios Network. Visit PathToPartnerPodcast.com for all the links you'll need to subscribe to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a new episode of Path to Partner. My name is Kyle, and I'm joined here by my co-host Steltman this week so that we can talk about one of our favorite subjects, and that is trolls. Welcome, Steltman. Hello.
Yep. Trolls. It's not one of those things that you deal with every now and then. It's one of those things you deal with every single night. So we appreciate that there are other people in the world that get to now listen to our misery. It'll be fun.
It will be fun. And I think this is something the community can really give back to in terms of stories, both fun and things to learn from, because the depravity of trolls goes through all kinds of different levels. I mean, you have some that are just very surface level, and they're, you know, just throwing out little comments here and there that aren't so bad. And then you have other ones that are life-destroying trolls, which, you know, are ones that tend to affect, like, more celebrity and partner status people all throughout life, you know, whether it's stalking at someone's home or, you know, you'll see those stories of, like, someone showed up at a YouTuber's door and thought that they were going to move in and be best friends forever. It's like, oh, okay. Also, that recent story, there was someone in, remember that one that's hitting the headlines now about someone in someone's house with a gun shooting stuff? I don't have all that in details off the top of my head, but before we get into any of that, we're going to talk about some news that came out directly from Twitch this week in terms of a new status your viewers can get, and that is called Clip Champs. Clip Champs are recognizing top clippers who consistently create and share quality clips of your channel. For helping out, they'll receive exclusive chat badges, so make sure to add links that contain clips.twitch.tv to your chatbot's whitelist. This is, you know, their statement. It is actually something good to do. I did that the other day. I use Streamlabs chatbot, and I added that whitelist in there, so it's clips.twitch.tv. You'll want to put that to the whitelist. If you have your server set to block links, or I mean your, not your server, but your Twitch page, my channel does not allow anyone, unless they're subscriber status or mod, to post. So, you know, you want to allow people that can't afford to subscribe to have that chance more than likely, so make sure you whitelist it. Besides all of that, Clip Champs require no extra work on your end to set up, so pretty easy to go and do that. Steltman, any thoughts on Clip Champs?
Yeah, you know, as a viewer, I didn't know this. You can actually, there's a screen you can go into in Twitch in your settings that will show all of the clips that you've made and the popularity of those clips.
Oh,
like
yes.
How frequently they've been viewed. I don't think I knew that existed, but it's there. So, I don't know, there's that. Sometimes, from what I can tell, I just accidentally press the button, but because I'm not impressed with my clips. But sometimes, you know, they're very intentional. Little clickbaity, whatever. It works.
I think that as long as you catch a decent moment, a Twitch person is happy with your clip almost no matter what. I will sometimes find like an accidental one, or what I would assume to be an accidental one, because someone will clip something that, like, it wasn't a funny moment, it wasn't a bad moment, it wasn't in any sort, there was no moment happening there. And I'm just like, okay, skip. The rest of them, though, if you're using Google Chrome, it's really easy to right-click and save as a video file and then transfer that to your phone. And if you want to use it on Instagram, that's a good way to do it. That's what I've been doing lately, sharing like intros to podcasts and stuff, because I always struggled with, like, how do you share a podcast on Instagram? Clips are actually a good way to do it, because now you have a visual as long as you're streaming it. But then you also get, you know, your chattiness in there. So thanks to Clips, making it nice and easy for us. Top Cheerers. Top Cheerers is now pinned leader. Wait, Top Cheerers is a new pinned leaderboard at the top of chat that displays the top three cheerers on your channel with badges reserved for their efforts. I kind of tried to mess with this a little bit, and to be honest, the settings that I was told to be looking for did not appear in the way that they said that the settings were going to work. So, not sure if I was there before something was rolled out, but you're supposed to be able to really set that up. And I think you go under settings, channel, and then I think they said it was under like bits or something like that, bit threshold settings. Oh, pinned cheer settings. And I don't know, you can say enable recent cheers, recent cheer timeouts, enable top cheers. You can reset that, minimum bits for a pinned cheer. So yeah, something new, just something to toy with. You know, if you want to try and amp up that engagement, why not? It's free and it's a tool in your hand, as long as you're an affiliate. And last but not least, for bit badges. They're introducing 10 new bit badges to viewers who cheer over 1 million total bits. If someone in your chat earns one, they totally encourage the Dr. Evil impression. They're actually kind of cool looking. I don't know if I can show that on the Twitch thing. Stelman, are you about to hit this anytime soon?
Yeah. I think they do look neat. I really do. But yeah, so what, a million is $10,000? So...
So yeah, I should expect one of those soon is what I'm hearing.
That's an amazing amount of money.
Go ahead.
I've been to channels where I don't think 10,000 is that far away. So this is definitely something that they needed, and it looks good. I like it.
Yeah. If I can actually do this for some reason. Okay. Since this is a thing, I can talk about this. Streamlabs OBS. Why do you make it so that I can't, like, why is my Chrome capture just not working some days? Well, actually, every time the program restarts, it doesn't let me do it. But there, you can see that there are some new badges, and they are kind of cool. But you can go check those out online. I'm sure there's a bigger image of them. Specifically, it's on the Twitch blog, so that's where you can find that. Moving right along, we have some other news that I wasn't sure we would talk about this week, and we'll probably spend a little bit more time in like 2 weeks or so when we see the ramifications of this, but it is the Terms of Service update, as everyone's calling it. It's actually the Community Guidelines is what Twitch calls it, but they are making some major updates, and this is going to tie into today's topic, which, like I said at the start of the show, is going to be about trolling. So they are making changes to what they consider harassment, what they consider like cam girl sort of stuff, and just overall threats of, and violence and everything in between. Stelman, interrupt me anytime you'd like here, but starting at the top of what I pulled out, there is violence and threats. They're saying acts of threats or violence will be taken seriously and are considered zero tolerance violations, and all accounts associated with such activities will be indefinitely suspended. And that includes, but not limited to, attempts or threats to physically harm or kill others, attempts or threats to hack DDoS or SWAT others, and also use of weapons to physically harm, threaten, or intimidate and kill others. That last one sounds, yeah. I mean, I think they should get a lot worse, hopefully, than just Twitch banning their account if they are going to use weapons to kill others.
Right. It should be, we should probably, for just a second, talk about what it takes to submit a complaint. So submitting a complaint to Twitch isn't just going on to their form and saying, or clicking the button and reporting them and saying, hey, this person did this or that or the other. It really requires quite a bit more. I mean, if you really need them to a clip, for example, you have to type out specifically in the clip what the chat was that is caught that from this issue or how it was created in the beginning. So it's not just a simple report. And I don't know, I think we learned that maybe 2 months ago, and it kind of made us sad because we realized that all of the reports we had done really weren't going anywhere. So that being said, it's not as easy as just clicking buttons, which is probably good. But
yes and no. And so I recently had a situation. We're going to talk about this probably more next week. We're going to talk, rolling off this troll conversation, we're going to talk about ways to kind of amp up your security a little bit, just in a kind of a broad sense and always online. I mean, any advice is good advice in that aspect, right? Like, I'm always open to hearing from anyone online. If you have a tip of how to further protect yourself, how you saw a troll kind of come at you in a different way, because that's what they're doing, you know, just like hackers of any form, you know, they're poking and prodding for just different ways to get into your social life. I had someone find my phone number online, which I thought was interesting because I thought I had basically taken it off of all kinds of things. And I had lowered, and it wasn't bad because they posted it in my Discord, which is like the most harmless group of people ever. And most of them just didn't even notice that it was there. And it was easy to just remove it right away. But what I kind of did after that was make a form just yesterday, a Google form, so that moderators in my chat have a place to put all that information that Twitch is requiring, because it is a weird amount. So this isn't like something where someone comes in and says one bad word and, you know, we boop them out the door. Like, that's just easier to purge and ban or something. Like, if they come in and they drop a fairly harmless, like racist, homophobic one-time word. But if, you know, they come in and start threatening you or, you know, trying to give out your personal information, I created a form. So it asks the moderators, what time did this happen? What's the date for it? Submit a URL link right here for a clip to it. Do you have any screenshots? That's optional. Put that here. Link to their channel. Like, it requires all that stuff. So hopefully, in the case that someone sees that, they can easily do it. Also, this kind of ties back into news. Twitch opened up little chat room sort of things within your stream. So you can now create moderator only rooms, subscriber only rooms, more stuff like that. So that's where that link resides for my mods, is just in the mod room on Twitch. So they don't have to go outside the browser to find it. They just click into the mod room and there's a link and now they can just submit. I hope it helps. I mean, it's not the best method. Twitch should really have a form that requires all this information. They shouldn't be asking you vaguely like, hey, make sure you do this, that, and the other. Because even when I was making my form the other day, which is not the first time I read their rules, I was still confused on things. I was like, do they mean this? Do they mean that? You know, is this enough? You don't really tell me what I need. You kind of suggest Twitch. They should really just have a page on their site. That's a form submission. Get modern, Twitch. Come on, guys. So that's threats and violence and some ways to deal with it. There's other aspects here coming with the community guidelines, hateful conduct and harassment. Hateful conduct of any time or any content that actively promotes, engages, or facilitates discrimination, denigration, objectification, harassment, or violence based on race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, gender, all the stuff. You know, that's all under this. Any hateful conduct is considered zero tolerance violations, and all counts associated will be banned indefinitely. So, you know, this is going to get into our next topic here, which if you get into some more of the streams where people are a lot more sexual online, booby streamers particularly, which I've been watching about a lot recently to see kind of their reactions to this stuff. It's funny because they're telling their audience, like, you can say that today, but as of Monday, you're getting permanently banned for calling me that. And I think, Stallman, you wanted to say something about this in terms of how this is going to relate more so to the streamer than the viewer.
Yeah, it's an interesting attack because it is specific to the streamer. As a streamer, if this does happen and you are found to be facilitating this sort of an environment, then yeah, it's very serious. As a viewer, you know, you just create another account. Who cares? So, or another account, maybe even just your name with a different number at the end. It doesn't make any difference at all. I have a friend who's a partner, and when she was first banned, it was because out of mockery of a troll, she kind of just like pushed like the bottom of her boob a little bit, and that was a 24-hour ban. So she was allowed to kind of show what she wanted, more or less, but there was no touching allowed. And I'm wondering now how that's going to change. And also, this is a large audience. I mean, this is not just a couple streamers out there doing this. I mean, I've gone into these streams where it's, you know, it's thousands for, like you said, just kind of more or less research purposes. And it's, you know, Twitch is obviously just trying to find a middle ground. You know, they don't want this to, I think they just want the website to be about games, and it will be interesting to see how they push this and what they do with it.
Yeah, I think that Twitch wants to do something about how bad the trolling is just in general on the platform. I mean, it's just becoming more and more obvious how dangerous online trolling is. I mean, just in 2018, we've had a swatting attempt that resulted in someone's death. We had, you know, a terrible school shooting the other day, which I haven't paid too much attention to it, but I'm sure there's an online bullying component to it. There usually is. I mean, even if it didn't happen in that one case, how many other cases throughout the year do you hear it started online? So Twitch is doing something else, which is a little interesting. They're tracking trolls on other outlets as well. So they'll watch what you do and take into account your activities on Twitter. So if you're harassing a streamer over there, they're considering that to be part of it. You know, they're not just saying, hey, did it happen in Twitch chat? So maybe, you know, when you submit some things, you also want to include pics from Twitter, screenshots from there as well, because now they will take that into account. when you look at the actual streamers, I think you're right. I think it's definitely going to hurt them more, Stoutman. I think that they're definitely, you know, these are people that cannot recreate an account overnight and get their, you know, couple thousand followers back. But I think it's another push to get all the booby streamers off of Twitch. Again, they're going to lose tons of money from it because there's a lot of bit donations that go on. There's a lot of subscriptions that go on. So they're going to push them away, and that's going to be a revenue stream they lose. So I'm not really sure how serious they are about it. But that guy, I don't know his name, actually. I probably should have got that. But Mr. Community Man that did his fireside chat, his town hall chat, to talk about these new Twitch roles, he called out streamers directly and was like, you're responsible for all the VODs on your channel, and you're responsible for all the clips on your channel. So as of tomorrow, Monday, the 19th of February, if you're a streamer that had sexual content from 10 days ago, that is still a bannable offense on your account. So it's not just the 19th going forward. It's anything that's still archived on your stream. So, for example, like Casey Tron threw a tweet up that was like, send me clips if I did anything inappropriate, because she wants to delete them. There's a lot of people that have been working that are like really close with Twitch, apparently, that have been working on this for like a month or so, going back through their archives with moderators and deleting stuff. So whatever that's worth, be careful, everybody. And I think that's kind of going to do it for me, Stoutman. Any other last thoughts on the community guidelines for now?
No, I think that's a... That's it.
Okay, we'll touch back on that later, and like, you know, after the apocalypse has hit them, and see how it's actually shaken out. But we'll dive right into the main thing this week for trolls. So, Stoutman, we're in the same mindset when we thought that the first episode, that's a really good idea of yours to decide what game to play. But then second week, talk about trolls, because once you actually start broadcasting, you will get slews of people that you know, represent all aspects of life, most of them not good. And you don't want to let that kill your Twitch experience, because, you know, there are real diamonds in the rough there. So where do you want to start off talking about trolls this week?
So I think what it comes down to is, as a streamer, where do you draw your line with trolls, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, there are certain things that are absolutely a black and white issue. Racism, for example, that's probably one of them that it's just banned. Like, there's nothing else. I mean, it's just, they're gone, right? But then there's others where maybe they get one strike. So maybe you let them throw out one political comment, and then, you know, that's all right. You know, you did what you wanted to do. Now we're done. But that's really so much of what the rest of this is purely gray area. And how do you decide what the gray area is? And how do you decide, is it just a purge of the comment? Is it a full timeout? How long is the timeout? Or when is it a ban? And so we're kind of trying to wrap our head around all of the experiences that we've had with trolls, which is nightly, and then try to rationalize what we've come up with, not without the help of other viewers or streamers. You know, with other streamers, we look at them and, you know, we have friends that stream, and it's definitely a situation where sometimes you're like, oh, he banned them way too quick. And then you'll look over a period of time and you'll notice that he may not have more than three or four viewers after, you know, even a year. And you wonder, is that a result of the mentality of a viewer's not just a viewer if I want them to talk about what I want them to talk about? And then you look at other people who are brand new and they're like, you know, I'm not banning anyone because a viewer is a viewer and that's very important to me. And then you have some just toxic chat going on because, you know, as a beginner viewer, you know, you're just desperate for views. So it's really that gray area that we're kind of trying to talk about. I think really the ultimate goal with your channel in general as a streamer is that you just want a positive, entertaining, and just a stimulating environment. So positive, you know, you just want it to be happy and fun. You know, in the end, people should be having a good time, entertaining. You know, it's just, you just want people to be learning and really to be, not necessarily learning, but really to be able to feel like they can have input in whatever topic you're talking about. We learn about so much random stuff. Sometimes we learn about things because people just say the wrong thing and then we Google it and then we have some random discussion about what's the difference between a biscuit and a cookie in England. So you just never know. But that's all kind of fun stuff that, you know, that you bring into it. And that's what you're trying to not detract from. So I think it's important to just kind of have a goal of those are kind of the gauges of well, you know, when someone does do a political conversation, that's not generally going to be fun and positive. That's going to result in probably a pretty negative environment. And it's one that not everybody's really going to want to talk about. So regardless of, you know, anybody's views on that, it's just not going to be good. So that's one of those that you may just want to be a little bit more brash about than others.
And these are all also related to kind of comfort level, too. We're going to go through some of the common trolls that we've seen in the past, because they do seem to go through trend-wise. Every once in a while, when we kind of talk about these trends, older streamers might remember some of these. Sometimes they come back around, which is funny. I saw an old troll meme the other day, and it was pretty funny. I was like, wow, that's from the archives. And again, though, it's about what you're comfortable with, because as a streamer, especially if you're a new streamer, it kind of can take a while to build up that thick skin to let some of them roll off. I think it's also can be a percentage-based sort of thing. Like, a lot of large partnered streamers, when their chat's just, like, flying by before people can read it, you're going to have lots of trolls in there, and those people don't really detract that much because they're just garbage in what is a very, you know, large list of things. But if your chat is very slow when you're starting off, negative comments can be a lot more, you know, painful to just have those sit there. So, you know, again, do what's comfortable to you. Really kind of, you know, if it's something that's going to, I guess, kick you off of Twitch because you just can't handle, like, if it's going to burn you out because what they're saying is so bad, that's where you want to draw that line, probably for yourself, you know, is a good just basic starting point. Like, what do I allow? Well, what's hurting you so badly that you can't be on Twitch any longer? That's where you just ban and kind of start from there and feel how it goes. But history things, Deltman, do you want me to read off some of these?
Oh, I'll just read the first
one. Go for it, please.
This was great. So, like, I don't know. Like, in the beginning, it was just that the viewer just told the streamer that they couldn't hear him, you know, that something was wrong with their mic. And it was so successful because as a streamer on your own, it is difficult to tell. Well, maybe it is working or it isn't. You have to bring the stream up and you have to, you know, unmute it. And then you have to wait a minute. Obviously, you can ask your viewers, say, hey, guys, can you hear me? But I just remember going back to the days of that was a troll just saying, hey, I can't hear you. Those were good days. But anyway, I'll let you kind of take it from there.
Oh, no, you jump in. We can even alternate these fake donations. This is when someone comes into your chat and does, what is it, /me? And then they type in a donation. Is that right, Steltman? Is that how they do that?
That's great.
So yeah, that's exactly that. That's the donations that you see that come in with the same color as the person's name. So it'll be like, Kyle Dempster Studios just donated, you know, $50. Thanks so much, Kyle, or something like that. And it's clearly not your bot. Like, you should know what your bot looks like when they do that. I mean, a lot of the times, if you're just running plain old Streamlabs without any chatbots going on, nothing's going to thank them in chat. There's just, let me put it that way, there's no inline chat that's going to tell them thank you. So, you know, there you go. But once you learn to spot it, I mean, it's something I like to harass them because, A, it is dated in what it is. Like, it never has surprised me once. Probably because I saw in other people's streams before I ever started streaming or before I ever had it. So there was never a good takeaway from that one on my behalf. But they also spell things really improperly. Like, if they're trying to fake being a bot, like, the bot's not going to have as bad of grammatical errors as they do. Like, they're very confused. You can tell they're probably like they probably have not gotten to schooling level where they use quotation marks, because they don't know that, like, you do comma, quotation mark, and then that you actually need some sort of end punctuation to the whole statement. And so one night we spent 30 minutes jokingly, like, you know, while I was doing other things, but 30 minutes trying to teach a troll how to use grammar correctly. It kind of thanked us at the end of the night, but, you know, we're like, you really need to learn quotation marks. If this is going to be your thing, you're not getting any YouTube fame if you can't even spell. But that's an obvious one to spot, and I just like to throw it back at them. A lot of the times, users in the chat will also harass them with it because they can also use the command. So usually if someone does that, they'll also start fake donating things, which I find fun. Offensive names. We get this one a lot, Steltman. that's all that that's someone they usually like to just get the fame of it popping up. Well, twofold. They want the streamer to say the offensive name, and then they like it also popping up on stream. So that would be someone that, you know, comes up with an offensive name for black people because their name starts with knee, K-N-E-E. Or, again, I spelled that correctly. And then I'm trying to be careful about how I say this so I'm not slipping while saying it. And then, you know, you can guess the rest of that word. And that's common. We got Hitler did nothing wrong the other night. They just really want this stuff to go out there. And a lot of the times the trolls will clip it and share it in other pieces of community stuff, which for this troll that tried to release private information, it was funny. I went on their Discord server. He had been sharing a bunch of clips that he was clipping himself where he got people to say that stuff. And I just copied all those clips and submitted them all to Twitch as backup and said, hey, by the way, this guy's also being really racist, getting, you know, Twitch streamers to say the N-word. Do with this as you please, you know, silly stuff like that. Steltman, you want to take away team banter?
Yeah, and the other thing about offensive names is I think Kyle actually had a really good idea about this. Just get in the habit of just saying half their name, just all of new viewer. Just pick like a little portion of their name and just call them by that, because some of them are, they're clever enough. And if you're just not paying attention because you're kind of wrapped up in, you know, the game or whatever you're doing, it may fly out there, and then, you know, it's a clip forever. So I can't tell you how much work now I put into reading somebody's name really in my, you know, over and over in my head and just hope that I can get it. But it's just an annoying one that will never go away.
That's a good
Nightbot
point.
And Automod are getting better. I am noticing that, like, as people start to use one version of something, that they'll ban, you know, they'll make that one, so that it's filtered out, and then, you know, people will have to pick another one. It's just cat and mouse type game, but
yeah.
So the team banter is one I really like when I'm in Kyle's stream, and it's one that he hates most of the time, but I really like it. So it's usually a group of trolls that will come in, and one of the things they'll do is the first one will say, will compliment the streamer or something. They always like to talk about Kyle's eyes because they're bright blue, and I think it's great. And then he gets kind of annoyed about it. Well, then person two will say, you know, Kyle's mine. You can't do that. You need to respect him. He's not just, you know, a piece of meat type thing. And then they'll just kind of go back and forth over who loves the streamer more, or, you know, and maybe then even a third one will come in. Anyway, what's annoying about it is that you'll have, you know, as many as four or five of these people drop in at once. And those are the hardest ones for me to, in the end, kind of just sit back and relax and just see who's going to be the good part of it and who's not. And really, that's like the ultimate gray area for me. It's bad because they take over chat.
Yes.
When those ones come in, it's a message a second and everybody else is left out, but it doesn't last forever. And those, if I had to say what trolls or the type of trolls that we have successfully won over the most often, the most frequently, it would be those. Hands down. It's not a 5 for 5, but it's certainly, you know, if 5 come in, there's 3 that we can hold on to that will, you know, that in the end we actually have some sort of conversation with, and they really do join the family, and it's great. But it's definitely those, I think, overall are the best. The fake donators, they just leave, you know.
Yes.
They kind of get beat up a little bit. The offensive names are gone, you know, that's banned. So these ones I think are probably the ones that we can get to stick the most. And it's fun. It's a little rough, but it's fun.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the offensive name people, they don't really even stay around, to my knowledge. You know, they won't even talk in chat. A lot of the time, offensive name people, they just want to see the Streamlabs pop up, the alert notification. They want to hear the Twitch user or streamer say their name so that they can clip it and put it on YouTube in a compilation video and share it in a Discord. Like, that's their goal. They're out. Like you said, the fake donators, they'll actually hang for like 15 minutes maybe, because, you know, again, they'll sometimes try and work on that stuff. But again, you're not getting them back tomorrow or the next day. You know, again, we talked about team banter as being a gray area. I agree, because Steltman and I take different stances on this one sometimes. It is annoying that they take over your stream. You can have good experiences on rare occasion that there won't be awful. They do have a high risk of becoming volatile, though. Like, they can start off pretty harmless. And they, you know, just treat them as like an armed bomb, because there is a chance that they will go from being like, that streamer's so sexy, oh, don't say that. Do, 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 do. And then within the next 5 minutes, they're, you know, king of the KKK. Like, they've said, you know, horribly racist things. You know, they've threatened someone's safety. I mean, that's happened before. And it's a weird change for them. But I guess it's because they're probably not getting what they want out of the easy part. Or that they're trying to, like, lull you into that sense of, like, we're not so bad. Which is why Stelpman stays on alert for stuff like that. We did have an amazing night, though, where I had fun with a lot of them, and they didn't say anything more inappropriate than, send nudes, and, like, that was it, and they thanked me at the end for being, you know, letting them come in and have fun. Keep in mind, though, they are views for you, so for whatever that's worth, you know, if you do have some good mods that are sitting around and are willing to watch what goes down, if it's not affecting the rest of your chat negatively, it is view count. And on Twitch, view count really is the only thing that matters. I mean, obviously having people that are loyal and turn out, that matters. But, you know, yeah. Twitch doesn't say, hey, Kyle, the quality of your viewers are going to put you at the top of the charts today because your people are nice. No. Twitch is like, oh, you have 10 people? Great. You're higher than that other chat that only has two really quality members in it. So for whatever that is, take it for what it's worth. That's why I tend nowadays not to kick them out right away unless it is horribly racist or threatening or anything like that.
And we kind of have like almost a safe word where when this happens, the way that I will tell Kyle that, hey, I see what's going on, I'm looking at this, is I, you know, in your settings, you can click it. And then under mod tools, there's a button that says mod icons. And that puts next to each person a timeout and a ban button. So you can hit five people just in a second. And that's, you know, I'll tell Kyle, oh, I'm turning on my mod icons. And basically, what that means is that I'm on it, I'm watching it, and if something happens, you know, I'll hit them. So it's, with these ones, we, fake donations, I only time out.
Sure.
There's no reason to ban a fake donator. I mean, if it's to the point where they're even that annoying that you feel like you need to get rid of them, I guess just time them out. You know, the default timeout is 600 seconds, yeah. 10 minutes. Nobody says the mic's turned off anymore. If they did, I would probably pat them on the back and ask them how old they are. offensive names, usually a ban. Team banter, which is, you know, the one we're talking about now, that's one of those. I do a lot of timeouts. I'm a huge fan of timing people out and never banning them because it's been very few occasions where we've ever timed somebody out and they've actually come back after the timeout had expired and then attack us again. And I think Kyle kind of made that clear because basically they're just looking for that instant gratification. They want the video, they want the clip, they throw it in the Discord, and then they move on to the next one. So most people are timeouts. There is an exception we're going to talk about in a little bit of here where it's a purge of their messages with a 1 second timeout. But that's kind of, I think, these guys, these team banter, unless they, and like Kyle said, very volatile. It's generally just a timeout, just a 600 second timeout.
Yeah, the timeout does seem to work because, like you said, they want the instant gratification. Because a lot of Twitch streamers use Discord, and we'll talk about this next week, I did something dumb, which was that I relaxed rules that I had on Discord for no real reason. In Discord, you can say that your server makes someone that joins wait 10 minutes before they can talk. That would have prevented that person from spamming my cell phone number, probably, period. I don't think that they would have waited the 10 minutes to get that opportunity to do so. Also, the chance of me seeing them and, you know, that they hopped in and went boom, 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 and spammed it a bunch. I forgot that I turned it off. Any sort of moderation tool that lets you, you know, give you some extra time is good. They don't like waiting. This is an interesting one, though, Steltman. Can we interject this one next? Because I really want to talk about this for a sec. In a newer streamers thing that we were both in, you found them and I joined, and they were a really cool streamer, liked them a lot. They modded somebody that was asking for mod.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. You will get, as a new streamer, you know, at my level right now, where I'm not that far along, you know, my average pull is somewhere about like 15 people on a healthy night. It can still go lower on a bad night. It can be higher on a good night. But I've noticed that either the trend has died or they target people with less, probably with only like one or two viewers around. Maybe they're at five viewers. It seems to be done when you get above 7 to 10. But people, you'll get a lot of people asking to be mod in your chat, which is never a good idea to give someone moderator status that doesn't deserve it. Now, I did this jokingly to someone very early on, and I had no ill effects from it because this is when I was multi-streaming and it was on YouTube, and I was like, I don't care. There's no one else there for you to mod with. You're just being a real pain in my butt, so here's mod. And I knew I was only giving it to them for that single stream, and I did. I unmodded them right away. But when you're in a stream where people are actually chatting, this streamer gave someone that begged for mod moderator status. We, Steltman and I, knew that this character was a troll. Like, we could just tell in the way they were chatting. And guess what? The first thing that newly modded troll started to do was ban people from chat. Ban, not timeouts, but just permabans. Goodbye. Yep. Including Steltman and I, which was...
Clipped all of it.
What?
Then they clipped all of it. As they were banning it, people, they were clipping it.
Oh, were they? I didn't even get that far. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were. It proved to be a problem because we couldn't... Was the thing we couldn't even message the streamer to tell them or something like that? How did we get around that?
Well, this streamer was actually smart enough where they were able to see that this had happened and this had gone down and then started to unmod people. I will say this. Whether or not your decision to mod somebody or not mod them will not be of them asking you. Giving somebody mod is one of those things that you just feel like they contribute, that they're for the better of the community, and you'll just mod them. If somebody's ever coming out and just, this is like every viewer we've ever had, just saying over and over, I want to be modded. That should have no effect on your weight of this decision making of whether that's a mod. So that's never, never.
And I think this could be a whole. I think we're going to break this out to a whole other episode. But if you want quick takeaways on a good way to mod people, just if you're like, oh, I need to do this right now, someone that is always there reliably, and someone that has always been trying to help you, just in small ways, whether it's, you know, they've been giving you game tips. You really need to be weighing their malice or their meme-iness. How about that? If they seem to be meme-y, like if the way that they talk in your chat seems like they're just reciting a meme, they're not a good mod. Like if all, just take, you know, you're going to have to be your own judge and who's a good person for this, because there's no exact cut and dry. We'll give you real good tips later down the line here. But you want reliability, and you want people that have just always in small ways tried to help you out. So I have modded two guys in my chat that I don't think that they've ever really needed to use their mod status, but they're people that hang out for like 8 hours on end. And if there's something weird with my stream, like technically, audio sync is off or something, like, hey, Kyle, by the way, that needs fixed. I have felt very comfortable modding them because they have never said anything negative to people in chat. They've been helpful in that way, and they're reliably there. And that is, you know, quick rule of thumb of who would be a good mod for you. You just look for some human decency there. If they're begging you for it, that's probably a good sign that they're lacking a maturity component. That's not for everybody, but it's like a 90% thing, I would say. Like, if they're begging for mod, they're lacking some sort of online social grace or maturity thing. That's like, they probably shouldn't be your moderator. Well, it's you know, it's for personal gain, not for your gain. That's maybe a good way to put it.
Right.
Raffles and bad game recommendations. So, go ahead.
Raffles is the rash of viewers that you'll get when you are giving away anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just you're giving something away, and you have all these people that come in that you've never spoken to. They're not bad. It's rare that they say anything negative. Mm-hmm. It's rare that they will ever, you know, harm the chat. It's, mm-hmm. It goes back to that. Are they helping a positive environment? Are they helping the entertainment value or any sort of, you know, a stimulating experience. No, they're not. They're coming in, they're getting their prize, and they're leaving. So whereas I don't feel like you would ever ban or time out or do anything with this sort of a troll, they are a troll in the sense that that's not somebody you really want to spend your money on.
No.
So really the only line of defense is a point system that they have to spend the points for the raffle, you know, like a ticket. And that's, you know, that's up to you. I think that you can get, you know, 4 hours. I mean, it's how much you stream. But if one of your average streams is 5 hours and you're asking people to have 5 hours worth of points to buy a raffle ticket, you're basically asking them to have watched one stream. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, it's a gray area. It's, you know, however many points you want, but that is one of those. And you know who they are because they come in and they say, "Hey, when is the raffle and what are you giving away?" And you've never met them. They don't hide it. So
that, or they come in and just start fumbling through like the typical giveaway commands. So they'll do like, they won't say hi. It's just exclamation point giveaway, exclamation point raffle. Like there's no hello. There's no humanity. Like, yeah, you nailed it. So,
yeah. You may want to just put a little thought. I mean, I like to look at it as if I want to, I want to reward somebody that, you know, spends time with me, just, you know, it's like, hey, thanks for, you know, wasting your Friday evening, you know, listening to me. So, like I said, you really just don't want to give it to somebody that has no value at all. And I think one stream is maybe a good place to start. I don't know that I'd want to do much less than that. Especially if, you know, when they come in and then in 2 hours is when the raffle is going to be, you wouldn't want it to be 2 hours worth of points because then they're just going to get it. So anyway, it's just not a bad troll, but nonetheless, troll.
I think that when it comes, this can be a whole other topic too, you know, setting up point sort of systems later on the line. But I think I've realized very recently, like in the past month or so, that you can be very fluid with how you set your points for raffles. In my brain, I like to kind of codify things and be like, okay, here's the standard that we're running with. But you really don't need a standard for how much points you're requiring for a giveaway. If the prize is bigger, make the cost bigger. So let's say you're giving away a t-shirt over a very cheap game you got on sale, you know, that costs a dollar. So we're looking at like a 20 some dollar difference there. If you're looking at that, make the t-shirt cost more, or point wise, meaning so up the points. Your viewers have had to watch longer to do it. As your viewers become more and more loyal as well, and I would balance this one out. I wouldn't take these two exactly hand in hand. I should be careful how I word this. As your viewers become more loyal, they start accruing more points overall. You may want to just up a little bit the cost of some of these giveaways, just period. You might want to like move your line up just a bit. You know, you can make it cost more than 2 hours to enter a giveaway, because if you've got 20 viewers that are reliably watching you and you want to reward those 20 viewers for really spending 4+ hours with you every day for a week for the last month or so, you know, you really might want to make sure your point thing is higher. You know, it's really up to you. It's what you think is best. You're going to try it out. There's going to be different things. Again, yeah, I don't think that someone should be there any less than 1 hour, though, is the way I handle giveaways. I think it's set to they have needed to have watched me for about 2 hours, especially because my stream offers some like little ways to gamble their points. So, you know, there's ways to double and ways to get your stuff back. Bad game recommendation, Stoutman. Do you have thoughts on this? Because have I seen these or been trolled by this? I don't even know.
Yeah, you have. The most recent one was when you had a parrot in Minecraft and someone said to feed it a cracker or something.
Oh, that's sorry. I thought you meant game recommendations and like, go play this shitty game.
No, in the game, you'll have a troll that comes in that knows a lot about the game and they'll just try to get you to do bad things in the game. Huge gray area here. What do? You know, hopefully, you know, the game well enough or have it backed up or something where, if, you know, you don't destroy your entire game with their recommendations. And sometimes there's an area where I don't know if they genuinely think that it's a good idea what they're saying. We used to have a lot of discussions in Stardew Valley, which is just a farming game of which product, I guess, gets you the best profit. And I remember finally getting so irritated at one of the viewers. I was like, this is the actual math that backs up what I'm saying. And I broke out all the math in chat, which was entertaining for nobody. But I just, for some reason, I just got stuck on it. I was like, they're giving you bad advice. And I don't think they actually knew they were giving bad advice. I think that that's just the way they felt. So I think that this is one of those, it's just another gray area. It's something, maybe you just, you know, chalk it up as, hey, this person, you know, they came in and they said to do this and it was horrible advice. If they do it again, clearly they're just trying to get me to ambush me in this, you know, my decisions for this game. So I don't know. It's an interesting issue that we deal with. As a streamer, I just tell them no. You know, I think that just no, absolutely not. Just, I think that may go a long way.
I think you're right. I think that, I guess, how many have I received though? Like, you know me thinking now, I mean, like, thought of that, of parrot, they tried to kill the parrot. So it's malicious, but it's not sometimes. It's, that's weird. I didn't even,
it's
I
a thought weird one. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were telling me to go play, or that they've told me to play those crappy games. Like I said, I was like, I get good, bad game recommendations all the time. Hey, Kyle, Ghost Street. That's really what I thought. So this whole time I was prepared for that. I'm like, what games? I mean, I know they told me to play like Subnautica when no one was watching, or go play this game that died 3 years ago. So be careful of those too, by the way. You know, give back to your community, but also don't risk your stream's health over someone requesting a dead game. That kind of wraps up our typical types of the history of trolling, huh?
Yeah, no, I think that's the majority. It's certainly not all of the types of trolls you'll get. But I think, I mean, we've had some one-offs that were just weird. But I think that the majority are probably that list there.
Yeah, and they are trendy. You know, it comes and it goes. So you'll get new things as time goes on. Our list will not be comprehensive because, you know, next month, who knows? We may have the new March form of trolling, and who knows what that will be. But you just make do with it. Once you learn it, you know, kind of commit it to memory in the back of your mind, you probably will not forget forcibly. Your brain will always remember that night that so-and-so did that. You know, one last tiny one to throw in there. I don't know if this is trolling, but it's akin to, it kind of ties into the raffles, but you know, you will get people that beg for giveaways, and that's always an awkward thing where I think you have to be careful about how you handle that. Sometimes there'll be trolly people. Sometimes they'll just be like not fully committed community members. And they'll say, hey Kyle, I really want you to give away this game. And those, like I said, can be hard to deal with a little bit because you don't want to offend them if they're not a real troll. And I don't think those are blanket. I don't think those are not the trolls that tend to just pop into your stream randomly that say, hey, Kyle, I want you to give away this game tonight. They'll tend to be, like I said, the non-committal community members that have joined you for maybe like a few streams, but they're not there regularly. They're not always looking out for your best interests, but they're just trying. It's about them. So they're not like full-on trolls. They're gray area trolls. Just something to keep in mind. Goal of trolls, Stelman. What are they actually here for? Self-benefit?
Yeah.
Popularity?
We've gone over that a little bit overall, but really they want to disrupt the stream. They want to take your entire stream and in some way or another, they want to wreck it. They want, if anything, you know, they win if everybody shifts their attention on them because of their bigotry or whatnot. They win if they take it over because there's six of them all having their own conversation. Nobody can get a word in edgewise. Disruption is a big one. Just the notoriety, the YouTube videos, the Discord channels. And I was going to say, that's kind of one of the first ways that we try to call out a troll when we see a new attack, per se, is, hey, where did this come from? What streamer got hit with this? You know, that now we're seeing this new wave of this new type of thing you guys are doing. And if you have a troll that has any sense at all, that wants to be more than just a pain in the, you know, butt, they'll immediately say, oh, this, you know, this guy got hit and this happened. after about, that only works for about the first week. After a week, you just don't, you know, the 50th fake donation, and you're like, oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But when you do see a new one, just ask them, you know, say, hey, where'd this come from? You know, who got hit with this? You know, is it a funny video? You know, what happened? So, that's a very, that's just somewhere to start. But anyway, so like, you know, the YouTube videos and Discord channels, they do travel in packs. So it's, you know, hey, I found this guy, let's go try to get this guy, you know, and then they'll all kind of jump in and they all, you know, at once. And then, you know, look, I got him, you know, this video is going to be the best. And then, oh, I'll one up you. And then I'll do that type thing. If best case, and this one, it takes some effort, is to somehow get a reaction out of the streamer. So there's a lot of streamers that cater to this. There's a lot of streamers that will get emotional, and I think it's a little bit of a show at times, but that's their thing. So their shtick. So I don't know, but that is something that they are out for. You know, that's the icing on the cake. If they can get you irritated, boy, they'll be happier than anything in the world. And then if they can provide enough drama and enough disruption, and maybe your mods are just sleeping or getting tea, such as I do quite frequently. If you don't get it soon enough, your viewers will leave. And this comes to, well, how many mods do you need? And this is definitely another time, another place for this conversation. But make sure that the amount of mods you have is, one, that you always have some mods in the channel, and two, that they're going to be reacting to this sort of thing soon enough. If any of your loyal viewers that normally doesn't say anything about the troll situation comes out and says, hey, this is getting kind of old, it's old. Just go. Yeah, especially if they're a loyal viewer. In the end, it's a troll. So I think those are kind of the goals of what they're trying to do. And it's maybe it helps just to like wrap your head around a little bit, you know, where they're coming from.
And that happened recently too. It was a new viewer in this case, but we had a new viewer that commented on a troll situation. I was like, that made me kind of rethink. Usually, you know, in this case, I don't think I even prefaced. I love to preface my viewers with a viewer, regardless of what they do. Like, as long as you're just chatting and still being your normal self in chat, just totally ignore them. The one thing I always worry about is people that are not, as viewers, they're not aware of how to deal with trolls, or they think that the best way to do it is to fight fire with fire. That's when it gets really worrisome to me, and I'm not exactly sure what the best thing is. I usually tell them, I say, hey guys, that's when I usually jump in and say, hey guys, just leave it. That's a troll. They'll be gone in a second. Like, just let it be. But I worry about that because I know we got at least two or so community members that are regulars that when a troll comes in, they're going to try and beat that troll up. And that's what gets things to be a little bit worse. As the streamer, I have not had great – I like to play it off as best I can as a joke. Like, just, you know, I start correcting their grammar or something like that. Or, you know, if they're saying really – not the worst stuff in the world, like not blatantly racist, but it's not kind things that they're saying. It's that, you know, that gray area that you can kind of ignore. That's when I like to remind the people, which I say, viewer is a viewer. And then that troll tends to shut up and leave because I think that goes against what a troll wants. You know, they don't really want to see you succeed. So if you really remind them that they're actually helping you, because they've bumped me into, so what I say earlier, I'm in the 15 range as my average. I've had a gaggle of trolls, a flock of trolls come in and push me into like the 25 areas. And I'm like, I mean, it'll usually already be higher just because, you know, my turnout will be good. But the five trolls will come in and I'm like, woo, you're setting records for me. And they don't like that. They don't like that. If you say that, if you kind of start complimenting chat on the fact that, you know, you're setting this new thing, you're getting up there. Hey, I'm only so-and-so down on the Twitch charts now. Thanks. Like, look at us. We're up there. That's a sign for them to go now because they have done the opposite of their job. But be careful of viewers leaving. Remember, everyone's coming ultimately to have a good time. And you in life will never be able to speak for everybody. You'll never know what everyone's thinking because they're all going to be different. But if you start to get that feeling that chat ultimately is being drawn down by the trolls, like Steltman said, it's time to trying to beat them up a bit and kick them out the door. If you have someone that complains about the trolls, they might be someone that could potentially be a good moderator if they kind of fit into some of the things we said earlier. If they're nervous enough about it or annoyed enough about it, maybe they want to step up and do the job for you. Because as a Twitch streamer, it can be hard to do the game and read the chat and minimize the game to go and ban the trolls. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, definitely.
Some solutions for this week, Stelman? What do you want to talk about here as we, you know, prepare to wrap up the episode? We're not exactly done, but we have some things to kind of, this won't be our full security suite, but, you know, just some stuff to shout out here.
Yeah, definitely kind of 101 as a streamer. When you first go in, go to your security and privacy, it's Twitch settings, and just block whispers from people you don't follow. Just if there's somebody wants to get a hold of you, it's going to do more harm than good. There are, of course, knockoff, you know, this person that wants to, if you're a beginning streamer, no, it's not going to be good. So just right off the bat, just block whispers from people you don't follow. It's in security and privacy. Also, that goes for the games too. If you just turn off chat in game, problem solved. People, you know, the RuneScape is a big one where they'll see you, they'll walk up to you in the game, and they'll just start chatting at you and saying anything they can just to get it on stream. And now, kind of a roundabout way, they've gotten you. So just turn it off if you can, turn just right off the bat, and you will solve so many of these ridiculous problems. And you just don't want to see a lot of it. We've talked a lot about kind of the gray area and when you ban versus timeout. I really think that the outright banning really, unless it's really offensive, is kind of a, you know, I always tell Kyle that I think everybody should get one strike. So if not more. So that's something, you know, if you do time them out for 10 minutes and they actually come back and attack you again, which is so rare. Yeah, just ban. Try to get them in the conversation. You will not win every troll. Your goal is not to win every troll, but the goal is also not to ban every person that you don't agree with. So try to, in some way or another, just, hey, you know, why, when you were going to do the fake donation, why only give me $5? If it's not real, why can't you give me $5,000? You know, just whatever, you know, you might get something out of them. And then, you know, it's just fun. Really though, there is never a final answer. And if you lose a loyal viewer because of a troll, you lose.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I wouldn't say the troll wins. I mean, they do, but I would say you lose. So really, in the back of your head, you just have to think, and it's not all your viewers. You know, some viewers, you know, are come with the game and leave with the game. Mm-hmm. But there are viewers, and you'll know who they are, that if they have been disrespected in any way, even whether you agree with the conversation or not, you know that you need to protect them. So, because if I, you know, when you give your loyalty to somebody, it's a two-way road. You want them to kind of stand up for you. So I think that's a good point to kind of end on the solutions. Just in the back of your head, just try to kind of remember that, you know, if you're losing any sort of your community, it's you're losing.
Yep. I agree.
So we have that outlier. This is one of those wonderful things that happens that just hits you out of left field.
Yeah.
And it might be the worst. All of the trolls we've talked about so far don't matter. You don't know them. Who cares? I mean, right? These are just people that have just come in. They're trying to disrupt. You get rid of them. You do whatever you do. You got your own gray area. You've decided to time out. You've decided to, you know. What happens when you have a really loyal viewer and all of a sudden you find out that they're a pretty terrible human being? Maybe, you know, a month or two in, maybe 3 months in, maybe they're even great in Discord. And one day they say something and it takes you out of left field. And then you find out that, yeah, it was them. It's not like, you know, my brother's friend's cousin typed it on the keyboard. Like, it was them. What do you do? So I'll let kind of, I don't know, Kyle, I'll let you kind of hit this one off.
Good. Yes, this is a good one. I also, my personal rule of thumb is I don't give a flying whatever if they say that, oh, my so-and-so typed it. It is 2018, and all devices have a lockout code to it. Do not be stupid as a, you know, like, I'm sorry I let my so-and-so call you the F word that's rude towards gay people. Like, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. I don't have room for that sort of sloppy behavior then. This has happened where we had a female viewer who was awesome for a long time. She would come in and she would talk about very, not always here every night, but almost every 3 nights she'd be here talking about like a relationship she had with someone, like, you know, my boyfriend's in town this weekend, blah, blah, blah. She said something about, you know, she talked to us about, her kid from her past relationship, like very familial with us for a long time. Disappeared for a couple months, like, just, you know, as games shift, you'll sometimes, we talked about this last week, some viewers will stick with the games, you know, some have life events that make them busy. This one came back around November, December, so it'd been a couple months, and decided to do one of those things we talked about earlier with the racist names. And it was very bizarre. And at this point, I almost can't remember exactly how this went down, but they followed us with one of the knee_grow accounts. You know, we'll just say that that's how that works. You know, they're trying to get you to say it all as one thing, which again, like Steltman said earlier, that's why I find it very important to just pull out one word. That person is knee to me, or they are grow to me. They are not the entirety of the name, because that's when things get dirty. And that's what they tried to do. And I don't remember if that was one of the times that I almost said the entirety of it. I feel like it was, actually. I feel like I was very like in a combat in Skyrim at the time and almost said the entire name before I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And it turned out to be this longtime community member. What do you do when you know about this person's relationships, their kids, their, you know, maybe even like their location? I mean, first of all, your layer of trust immediately dissolves, because now you know that they are kind of that level of scummy, right? They're trying to get people to say racist things. But does anything they've told you hold true anymore? Like, do you have a kid? Are you female? Do you live in that state? Have you ever had a relationship? Are you 8 years old and you live in, you know, your parents' basement? Well, I guess as an 8-year-old, that's pretty normal. But probably shouldn't be living out in the street, you know, on your own. That's probably a whole other issue. But really, that immediacy, it is immediate how fast all that trust dissolves. I mean, has anything they've ever told you been real? Because now they are a legitimate scummy troll. So, Stellan, where do you stand with it? Because you were there for this situation. How'd that feel to you?
So, the theme of what you'll hear from me is that people deserve a second chance. So, I have an opinion that they need to be, you need to reach out to them. I don't believe in reaching out to them in stream. I don't believe in shaming them just because they have some sort of a relationship with you, and I just don't know that public shaming is maybe the best. So my opinion is private message them and just, you know, an I felt message. You know, I felt that when this happened, that it was damaging for these reasons and it did this to my stream. And the reason I think the I felt kind of work there is the specifics of the situation don't really matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is this is what I think happened in my stream and how the result and the impact that it made. And it's a delicate argument in that you're not debating the severity of what they said, because what can happen is, you know, they'll come back and say, oh, you know, I didn't mean that, or it doesn't matter. None of that matters. When you did that, this is the reaction that I had. This is how I felt. And I think that's an easier message to convey. For all of you that have taken like divorce counseling out there, this is 101. So that's kind of, I think, a good approach. Don't ban them, don't time out, but you know, this is a huge mark. And like Kyle said, this is now an issue. This is something that has happened. And ours, it was racial. So it was bad. It was, you know, and it, I mean, we went back and forth forever. Like, could have that been them? Like, can this actually have just happened? Oh my gosh. And yeah, it was absolutely them. So I wouldn't say try to make things go back like they were, because they're not. You're going to see that person in the future. And it's just, you know, if they're genuinely sorry for saying those things out of nowhere, you know, perhaps that we can get back to a place that we were at. But those ones are going to hit you. Those ones are rough.
And that's what I kind of, sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes there, Stelman. That's what I have to say is it is surprising how much it really affects you. You might be like, well, here's my rule book, my internal rule book. Here's how I'm going to deal with these sort of situations. But that is still someone cutting out their own trust, like, or cutting out your trust for them. You know, they made a move that now removes that. And what I found interesting in myself is when I see that person, they rarely come back to my chat now. They've tried a couple times. My motivation to just talk to that person is like non-existent, because here I am having a conversation with good people in my chat, and then they come back, and it's like, you really, I mean, this is my two cents, but I'm like, my brain says, you don't deserve my time of day. And I'm just like, hi, move on. Like, I have nothing, like, I don't want to know about your life. I don't care about your day. I don't care about how your situation's going. I mean, why would I? You came in and spewed awful stuff, you know? I'd like public lashings for people like you, and now you're coming back. I mean, the redeeming yourself is on that person, right? Like, they have to get on, if they want your trust back, that's on them to earn it back. And it's a hard thing to do, because you just remember, or because so many of these people are just a little chat thingy, which is where Twitch, I think, has a disconnect between some viewers and the streamer, is, you know, you forget, you as a viewer are seeing a streamer all the time, their face, their facial reactions, their mannerisms, and all this stuff. But a lot of these people are just a little text box that blips down. And for them to be normal and have built months of trust, and then for them to rip out that trust in one fell swoop, as a streamer, you know, you're not motivated to try. Like, what is your motivation? They might be racist again in 1 month. You just never know. So I think that I'm really glad that you had that in there, Stelman, because I think this is one of the weirdest ones you'll get, follower turned troll. We've seen that other times in a harmless way too. Remember earlier on, I called them kind of like memey people in chat. They're little like memes on their own. We've had very non-destructive community members that were very young. They had followed for months, and they would do the audio test stuff. If you remember, we had one in particular who's actually back around now, Steltman. He was here the other day and actually dropped a Twitch Prime sub of all things, which is nice. See, not the
you
end
can
of
buy
the...
my love. It's fine.
Right. You can, right. Like, he's buying my love. But during every once in a while, he would do the I can't hear you. And it was like, and this is still when I was semi-newish, and he wasn't like trolling for big lols. Like, I don't think he was doing it for the popularity so much as like he was just doing it because he's young and naive and whatever. But he would do that on occasion. And in the end, it, you know, when it was the third time that he was like doing that, and I had people confirm that there was no audio issues, we were all just like, hey man, you need to figure out how to do your audio. And he's like, I'm sorry, I keep bumping my button. And I'm like, okay, sure. But again, harmless, but still a trolley tactic. Don't know what the goal is. Sometimes they come back. Sometimes they're nice. Sometimes they're embedded and will stay with you forever. Each case will be unique. Anything else you want to touch on this week, Steltman? Attacks on the streamer? Do you want to give some quick pointers on maybe how to dissuade some of this right away? Because I think some of these things should probably be done ASAP for people that don't already have it. And then we can go into like the depth of why and how you can do it next week.
Yeah, definitely. One thing too, guys, it does help to commiserate with somebody. Oh, yeah. One of the things that Kyle and I will talk about, the first things I'll say to Kyle is, did it affect the viewers? Did it affect the stream? Because there's drama. There's people in stream that know each other personally. And you know, something happened between the two of them, and you know, something's there, and you'll hear me say, you know, after the stream, tell Kyle, you know, are people seeing this? Is this it? And that's kind of like kind of a 101. Did it affect the viewer? And a lot of times it's like, absolutely it affected. And other times, well, it's annoying. It's like this thing on the side that's happening, but I don't think people are really caring about it. So right. It's really nice to be able to talk to somebody else about it. Sometimes I talk Kyle down, sometimes he talks me down. So it's 50-50.
It's true.
So I think that's really, in the end, it just goes back to, did they help facilitate the conversation? You know, did they help bring a positive experience for other people? If they've said anything that's stagnated, then remember, promoting discussion doesn't have to be, by saying an opinion that maybe doesn't agree with other people. But if they're promoting discussion, that's huge. You know, you're learning about something you didn't know about. And guys, this is not like highly involve technical political issues. I mean, sometimes people, like I said, the difference between a biscuit and a cookie in England, which was a lot of debate from that. So it's those sorts of things, you know, they start off fun and games, and now you're quoting Wikipedia. So it's kind of a very interesting way that they can come in. But that's, I think it really does help. We've had lots of nights where we just sit there and shake our heads like, what is happening? And just remember, it's happening to everybody and it's never going to end. Mm-hmm. So you just have to smile. You just have to just laugh about it. And that's just going to happen. But kind of, I think, and Kyle, you're the one that really caught on to this early on. And it was brilliant. Get Nightbot. Oh, yeah. Immediately. Get Nightbot. Don't turn off default settings until you are 100% as to why those are there in the first place. As a beginning streamer, and even as a streamer for a couple months, you may not really know why on earth would that setting be there. And a veteran streamer would go, I've got 50 reasons why that's there, and that's important. Maybe change the gauge a little bit, the bar in Nightbot, the setting specifically, but just really refrain from disabling things. Get, if you have Discord, Me6, right off the bat, guys. Those are going to help you. One of the things Kyle set up immediately, which saved all of us, is the filtering of his phone number in both of those, so that when somebody posted his phone number, it zapped it immediately. That's a big one. And how do you filter that? You know, like, it would have. Right. And how do you filter that? How do you, you know, like, what if they put your phone number and they put an A in between each number? I mean, what if this all day long? It at some point it's just over. But you just, you know, do your best. You know, do what you can. These guys, you're gonna hit them pretty hard right away. I don't think a lot of people are doing that in their filtering, so they're not really prepared for that. And as long as you're kicking them right off the bat, you're good.
But get Nightbot enough.
Yeah, guys, get Nightbot, get Me6. And Nightbot is gonna save so much effort on your mods. I mean, you know, your mod shouldn't have to sit there and, you know, constantly, you know, kill URLs and, you know, ban people for doing things that are really obviously horrible words and, you know, and whatnot. So it's going to help.
So
that's, I think, just kind of right off the bat.
Filter. Here's my suggestions. You can do this, by the way, on YouTube. If you like to, you know, actually do pre-recorded stuff and put it on YouTube. YouTube has filtering for comments. That's actually where I got this piece of advice from. You put in your phone number in a bunch of different varieties. You know, in the US, we you know, ours are in 3-3 and then 4 digits. Put them in like that. Put them in as a combo. Put them all in a straight line. Vary it up. Get a lot of those, because really, I worry someday my bot's going to ban someone doing a math problem from it. Not like, I worry more in the sense, not that that person's going to be upset, but it's almost going to tip my hand in a way and be like, oh, well, that must be something secret. I don't think it will happen, though. I mean, you think of what combination your phone number is. It's not very likely to have it happen. Definitely your zip code. Absolutely your zip code. Your apartment number, your street address. Not your city, probably, because you probably will end up giving that out to some degree. That's very common for people to do, so don't do that one. Don't do your state. Those ones are going to be in there. But do combinations of your address, you know, excluding those two big ones, state and city. Unless you're, you know, and here's the thing. I grew up around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is fine to tell people that I was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No one's going to know the small town I'm from. But if you are from a small town that I could, you know, kind of come and find you in this small-ish town, put that one in there. That's totally fair. People don't need to know you're very small. You know, the closer to home it hits, you know, if you're from Los Angeles, You can't ban Los Angeles in chat. I mean, yes. Someone viewer that doesn't even know you're from there is likely to say, hey, I'm from LA. Oh, pff, done. You know, they got hit. So do be smart about it, but do that in a bunch of different variations. Trust your moderators. Tell your moderators too. That's the other thing, is I'm going to work on educating people a little bit better. I had not had a privacy concern when my number was given out, but when it was given out now, I did a little bit like, hey, let's talk about some of these things. If you start seeing someone post, you know, one number at a time, and it's very weird, really, how many times in chat should just single digits be posted for it to be valid conversation? Probably like never, like by one person. Now, how many times are they going to go line by line? No. So if they see it, ban it. And I said, ban with no discrimination. Just do it. Just be done with them. I'd rather apologize to them privately later than my address or phone number be leaked. Like, just no remorse. Bye-bye. You're out. Because it's very serious. I mean, you think about it. That's how these swatting things happen, where people die. So it's not like, oh, they were kidding. Okay. You know, and if it results in someone's death, how good of a joke was that? You know, and that's what happens. That happened. That's how these swatting things tend to culminate. So you do need to be pretty harsh about some of that. Next week, we'll get into some real details about some of this stuff, like how to actually set your logs, things that, you know, what are all these bots you need to get? What's some advantages to using them? But, before we get this too long, because we're already a little over time here, we'll kind of set you guys on your way and be done with this episode. I want to give a huge shout out to everyone that came by the Twitch stream today. I think we can have time to tackle one thing that Project Ruby said here in chat. I'd like to get to this question. How do you deal with people that aren't necessarily trolls, but tend to bring negativity into chat? Because I like asking people how they're doing, but when they get too personal and negative, I don't know how to stop them without feeling like I'm a bad person. Stoutman, do you have anything for that?
Yeah, we have these. We have, Ruby, we have these. We've sort of chosen to run with it, you know? We keep them. You know, you're going to run into Debbie Downers all your life. It's your personal Debbie Downer. So you're not going to change them. I mean, you can put positive spins on what they say. Worst case, you're just going to annoy them and they'll just kind of, you know, maybe be like, oh, he never sees my side of it. But I think it's, you know, it just comes with it. So I don't know. But I definitely wouldn't get, I don't think that I would ban them. We have people that get ultra offended over just random issues. Like somebody will bring up the most ridiculous thing and another viewer is like, that's my thing. Like, I can't believe this. And you're like, come on. That's so obscure. Who cares? So you're just, it's just one of, and then that's just being a streamer.
Yep.
That's just what you have. But I definitely don't think that they're being a troll by any.
No,
they're not trying to, but it's, you know, like I said, there's the life's a gray area in the streaming world.
You don't forget that also you are not required to read every single message. I think from just my experience with dealing with negative people that do stuff like that, Ruby, is that they tend to write novels about how bad their life is. And as a Twitch streamer, when you've gotten like the third, like, three sentence message from somebody, that's unreasonable by like Twitch standards. Like, no one in your chat is going to look at that and say, wow, Kyle, you're not reading this person's life, you know, biography that they've, you know, just jotted down here, or autobiography they put in chat. I they will really understand that. Like, I've seen streamers, I've seen some people post very long, like, Wikipedia copy pastes. And when the streamer doesn't read the Wikipedia copy paste, for a second I was like, oh, I might try and read that. And then when I was like, oh, no, this is still going and going. And now it's the fourth, you know, paragraph long copy paste. Ah, I don't even want to see this in chat anymore. And, you know, so when that negativity gets to start mounting like that, just feel okay with giving them like a pat on the back, cheer up, I hope this works out for you. And don't. And then M60 here in chat says, if anything longer than three lines, don't hit enter first. Don't hit enter. That's a good rule. Yeah, if it's long, don't read it. Skip it. Hopefully some of your chat might be like, here's a solution. And they'll give up too, I think. I don't know, Ruby, if you have some experiences with that, I'd love to kind of hear how maybe you've dealt with it. But, you know, like, I think the pat on the back and then kind of just letting it culminate in its own way is the way to stop it.
Yeah, probably don't pick sides.
Yeah, don't pick sides.
Yeah, that's all about being neutral or no opinion at all. Yeah. Just step away from it because it doesn't matter. Just, yeah.
Right. You will not fix a like permanently negative person. And we have, I think, like one or two that aren't always so bad, but usually their messages are more downers than uppers by far. And they're good people. And I just like to be like, you know, I hope everything's going well. That's, you know, awesome. Or, oh no, but I don't go much, much further than that. You can always, you know, try and spin it a different way. Ruby says, I usually try being positive, wishing them the best, and try to switch to a different topic. I think that is your best solution there. Right. Anything else you want to add, Steltman, before we start to wrap this one up?
Not at all. No, that's good.
I think this is one to come back to in a couple weeks or, you know, in a month or so. I would love to get feedback from streamers out there. So I'm sure, you know, we've got a couple streamers in chat here that I'm sure have good audiences that could tell us some good ones. So feel free to, what's the best way to do this? We have, I want to make sure, you know, I might have told people the wrong email address last week because I changed my own habit of making this email. Like I have another one that has podcast at the end. We are just path2partner@gmail.com. So path2partner@gmail.com. Nice and easy. Write something and send that in. We'd love to read it on the show. I'm going to post something on the Twitch Discord. I want to post something on the Twitch subreddit and kind of call out again for trolls and security recommendations. Like, what have you experienced? These stories can be crazy, both funny, ones you cringe at, all kinds of stuff. So I really want to hear from everybody. path2partner@gmail.com will be the way to contact us. Also, over on the site, I think, do I have a button for this now? Does this do it? No. Oh, poop. For everyone listening in podcast form, I'm sorry. I have exclamation point, path2partner. There. Nightbot will give you a link to the page there. If you go over to the website, which is weirdly small for some reason on my screen, and you go to the bottom, there is a submission form here. If you want to share your thoughts, you can just write in, let us know what you think. PathToPartnerPodcast.com will be where you get all your links to iTunes and the Google Play Store for Android and stuff. The YouTube channel where we, like, you know, archive all this stuff. The Twitch channel's there. There's just some web streams as well. So let us know if you have any good stories. We'd love to hear if you've taken any, you know, very interesting security steps yourself, if you've done anything to protect yourself that you think would be really prevalent for people to know. Next week, we'll go over some bots and how to do some basic settings for them in terms of like what's really going to lock down your security. Things like kind of cleaning up your online profiles online, because that's a lot of it too. That's how people will stalk you, is by finding some dead content you might have made in high school or college that gives stuff out. There's a lot of different things to consider when looking at all this. But that will be next week's topic. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Steltman, any parting words?
Have fun, guys. Be positive. Have fun. Good luck.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Bye, everybody. See you next week.